simply say that, we want to treat your request sympathetically. I'd like for him to discuss the details, on this thing. We have something in mind. And, so if you want to say a word about this, I
mean, I have two comments. One is, as you invest in the house of bureaucracy, it does not happen to be pro-Parkinson, but it must be in the State Department. So at the time that we put on the embargo, which we intended to be directed against India, they also put it on Pakistan in such a way that now not even third country aid is possible to Pakistan, which they did not tell us. If they had told us, we would never have put it on Pakistan.
Like Iran couldn't help. Right.
The law says that any broke that we cannot, third country cannot give American equipment to any country that does not have a relationship with us. Therefore, our first problem is to get a relationship with you reestablished in some way so that we can then do third country deliveries.
Like Iran.
And therefore, what we've been thinking of as a first step, you have no idea under what pressure we are from the Indians, which we can handle from our own bureaucracy, which we can also handle. But when you were in Yemen, we had the last exercise. They kill us at the press in Congress. So what we are thinking of as a first step is to fulfill existing contracts. That is to release the equipment that's on the docks that you have and the armored personnel carriers under the one-time exception
that you already bought.
Plus the reestablishing of pipelines for spare parts. Then we've already talked to Helms, but all of this has to be kept very secret. That he should talk to the Iranians as a special representative of the president to see what they can do. And to work it in this manner as an initial step. If we go further now, they're just going to be killed. This is further than anybody. I mean, the president authorizes this, it will be against the unanimous opposition of every American senior official.
You can be sure that all hell break loose here.
What is the concept of floating up sea?
General,
that they want to write off Pakistan?
They don't understand it. They just don't understand it. But basically, there's an obsession about it. That's what it gets down to. And then also an obsession about armed traces.
But how do they reconcile themselves to it? To so many divisions in
there. They blind themselves to that. They don't want to admit that that's true.
Well, they say India is not really pro-Soviet. India really has no intention.
That's true. And this is Gandhi always saying, well, I'm against the communists and all that. Let me say, it's unreasoning, it's wrong, and so forth. So I want you to know we have to stand against the tide. What we have to do, frankly, we've got to open the door for you. And that's what we're in. Once we have opened that door, then the possibility of the third country thing, see, we've got to, right now it's bang, shot, can't get anything, right? So we're going to crack that door. That's what we're trying to do. But the blood will be all over the floor here, I can assure you, Mr.
You should invite Helms on a personal basis to.
We do that. Actually, I've got some indication that the Iranians would be willing to help on the channel. In fact, they might be willing to give some of their own equipment, which is American equipment.
But then we have to reestablish some sort of relationship.
That's why we have to have the pipelines.
Yeah,
and when I say open the door, that means so the Iranians can walk in. That's what you need. They can't now with our stuff. We need to open that up.
And frankly, we talked to the Chinese about this also.
Yeah.
And they understand that we are strongly in favor of maximum support for you. And we will talk, if they will help us, with countries who might be of help to you.
And Dr. Kissinger, you said that, and I am sure, right communication indicated to the highest level of the Chinese government. Concern. There's no question for them where we stand. You remember that we took at the time the Indian-Pakistan conflict. And I don't mind that. I mean, everybody said this is terrible and so forth and so on. But we did the right thing. We did the right thing. And we're going to try to do the right thing now. You'll have to be patient. they allow this to get too disproportionate. That's the reason why the whole war. That's for it to be involved here. Pakistan never could be a threat to India, God knows that. But India, though God love Pakistan, the couple of bodies in Pakistan continues to go down. That's the real argument for this Henry.
And also, I think that President Bhutto's analysis of the Pentagon from Iraq is, but as the President pointed out, our problem is to get ourselves in a position to start strengthening you, to get over this first hurdle. Now, all our people expect the Indians to go crazy when we do that. I don't expect that.
Maybe they'll burn the embassy.
They won't do anything like that. But we can't get our ambassador to be tough enough. If he shows nervousness, then. And they will do
well, you know, I mean, there will be a special message on this.
But we have to send him a message from you that
exactly.
This is
that's
what
right.
He must do.
That's right. That's right. Well, and the Indians who have come, they're going to get something out of this, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, we're going to give it to them
anyway. I don't mean arms, you understand? They got a week into the, they got about 80 million or so that they're going to get anyway, but we're going to let them pay a whole price for it.
But President Bennett,
well, I wishes to you. Maybe one of these days, you would like to change to more thankful.
But you would talk to you.
What do you mean to put?
Extend my personal wishes, best wishes to the president. And one of them stay firm.
And you mean?
Tell the governor, remember, he's a California golden bear.
To the University of California.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Bye.
Mr. President, good to have you again.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Incidentally, you've got to watch Kissinger, though. He's so pro-Indian, so be careful.
I'm just going to go to the
like this guy.
That's right.